We had a, I want to mention apropos of this, that I had a message in a, from someone about the U.S. enthusiasm for those who are opposing, or the opposition in Ukraine. If you know the name Victoria Nuland, you're going to know what I'm getting at here. And how important it is to them that the, these people are remain in the streets, the demonstrators, and that they get all the rights, protections, and all these things, because that's part. That's what the West is. That's the West, and as opposed to the dark and strange East. I had a correspondent who sent me, of course, a coverage of the street demonstrations in Bosnia. Apparently, the Bosnians are really uncomfortable at the moment. They've got a regime that is quite anxious to please Europe, just like others, many others. And the people do not like the fact that they can't get any jobs, that they're being treated in a highly bureaucratic way, and bureaucratic decisions are being made which are stripping them of rights and opportunities in their lives. So they began to demonstrate. But the Western media is not very enthusiastic about them, and they are really bad people, according to the Western media. They just don't know how to behave, and when they write about their demonstrations, it's all suggests that they are just a bunch of hoodlums. Contrary-wise, the government of Ukraine, in the view of the Western media, is the hoodlum, and the people are just out there with flower petals and trying to get to make nice. They just make nice. And Victoria Nuland herself came and passed out cookies. You remember that, Phil? She had cookies for the – and she went around amongst the demonstrators and bringing, you know, kind of an enlightened Western way of looking at things.
Yeah, that was after John McCain sat down with the fascist leader, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think she stood up with the fascist leader. He sat down. You know, there was a lot of sitting and standing together. And yes, and I'm glad you raised that because we always point out here that it wasn't just McCain, that there was a liberal senator from Connecticut, I think it was.
Senator Murphy, yes.
Senator Murphy.
Liberal Democrat.
Yes. Liberal Democrat. And they were there together with a man who is rather well known for his extreme nationalism. And he formed a party called the Social Nationalist Party, which had interesting symbols and logos, which a lot of people recognize from the 30s. About which he's quite proud. I'm not putting anything on him. He wouldn't say thank you for mentioning. And there are some leaders, for example, Mr. Westerveld of the German government refused to meet with him because, among other things, he's very, very anti-gay. This guy who was standing next to McCain, now that we're all on the side of the gay people against the Russians, this gentleman and his party are quite negative on the subject. And Mr. Westerveld happens to be gay, and but also it was questions of anti-Semitic comments, extreme behavior towards minorities in Ukraine. And not, by the way, when we say minority, some people think you mean Russians, but no, there are Roma, and there are others. By the way, a significant other, to use that phrase, I discovered was there is a Hungarian minority in Western Ukraine, and a curious incident happened. There are neo-fascists, to be blunt about it, neo-fascist organizations in Europe, and they're all buddy-buddy with each other. The Belgians and neo-fascists, the Polish neo-fascists, they all like to have meetings and try to develop a common program. And Mr. Janibark, asked to join, and they said, well, of course, you can join. You're a reactionary nationalist like we are. So he joined. But then, about a month later, the Jobbik, the fascist party of Hungary, said, no, they don't want him in anymore. They want to expel him because his party is persecuting Hungarians in Western Ukraine. They're going to be – by the way, I predict more and more of that because, you know – nationalists can get together if they are, you know, keep a pole's length apart, but they can't embrace because ultimately they don't like one another. And if some portion of their population happens to stray into the area of the other one, they will be, get their houses burned down, and to put it mildly. So that's an element that is being should be remarked on. And of course, we're going to talk to Rick Rozoff about that. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Rick Rozoff.